Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, April 24th. I'm switching my comments to the July contracts now. The May options went off the board, so I always switch to the next month. And July corn was down 5¾ cents at 609.5. July wheat steady, 673. July beans up 0.75 cents at 14.49¾. The Russians are now saying that they're going to scrap the export agreement with Ukraine. I think it's just more nonsense. We were up about 9 cents in wheat overnight, and then it broke. I think the Russians sold it again out here. They've got till the 18th. Really need to get something done before that in order to make sure there's no gaps in the flow of grain out of Ukraine. But we'll see how that goes. Turns out that it looks like 2 cargoes of Brazilian beans are going into the U.S. There's been rumors about that all last week. With Brazilian prices so cheap, it's not surprising. I think it's, much ado about nothing out here. I don't think there'll be too much of that. We didn't see any export sales here this morning. The grains were pressured a little bit by the option expiration on Friday. We certainly settled well below where I thought the May contracts were going to go off the board. But I continue to look at the strong basis we've got for corn and beans out there for old crop. And I continue to believe old crop is going to gain on new crop out here. I think the longer it goes, as we get towards September 1st, it's going to get worse and worse until we start seeing some new crop supplies in. I think we're in pretty good position for planting this week. It was a little bit cold and wet last week. This week looks much sunnier, a little bit warmer temps back up into the 50s. And then the week after, it looks like it's even warmer. So I don't see any real issues there. It was cold over the weekend. Places like Nebraska, very cold. Oklahoma got some really cold weather. Southern Illinois got some really cold weather, parts of Iowa. The early reports are minimal damage out there, but we really won't be able to assess it at least until the end of the week. Let's see, what else do we have here? The outside markets, we've got the dollar up, the dollar is down 25 ticks at 101.30. We've got crude oil down 30 cents a barrel. The bonds are up about a half a point. The Dow Jones looks to open 20 or 30 lower out here. But overall, I think they overdid the selling last week. Corn being down a nickel overnight, very surprising to me. I think we'll see it firm up within the first half hour of the trade out here. I wouldn't be surprised if we could actually close July corn higher on the day. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.